Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Lisa Cleave. I may be among the few, but I have rarely minded being stopped for a barge at Lock and Dam 15. If there's some place I have to be at a specific time, I will head for the graceful arches of the Centennial Bridge. Otherwise, I'll take my chances that the government bridge is open to vehicle traffic. If it isn't, I'm quite content to spend the next 20 minutes or so watching the Mississippi roll on by and waiting for the barge to lock through. It doesn't even matter what side of the river I am on, because there are sights to see on both sides. If I am stopped on the Iowa side, I like to get out of the car and stroll along the pedestrian walkway. It is low and close to the water, and I enjoy watching the river rush past under my feet. One truly gets a sense of the beauty and the power of the Mississippi from this vantage point. On the Illinois side, one has a much better view of the barge and the locking process. I am always impressed by the captain's ability to get his craft positioned in the narrow lock. Sometimes there is only a foot or so of room to spare on either side. When the weather is nice and I am stopped close to the government bridge, I take advantage of the nice little viewing area just off the main road, which also has a set of stairs that will take me down near the top of the lock wall. I think this is just about as close as one can get using public access. Lock and Dam 15 was completed on March 7, 1934. Its main lock is 110 feet wide and 600 feet long. The roller dam is 1,203 feet in length and is made up of 11 roller gates and reported to be the longest roller dam in the world. It is unusual among the other lock and dams on the Mississippi because the dam consists only of roller gates. Most of the others use a combination of roller gates and tainter gates. Also unusual is the fact that it has a completed auxiliary lock, which measures 110 feet wide and 360 feet long. In 2004, it was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. If you're not on a tight time schedule the next time you venture across the Mississippi, opt for the government bridge, and maybe you too will be lucky enough to encounter a barge locking through.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.